I'm glad sorrow won't be a memory one day. And like I say, what a joy it is. Like I said, sorrow may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. See, I've had my battles. I've had a lot of them lately, seem like, but I'm thankful God's still with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And he said, I'll go with you all the way. And I'm thankful at the end of the world, at the end of my life, I'll still have God right there. And I tell you what, I'm glad I've got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. See, I love Brother Ronnie. I love Brother John. They're kind of the closest things I've ever had to brothers. But, you know, there's just some things they can't do for me. I tell you, whenever I'm laying in bed at night and I'm worried and I'm stressed and I don't know what to do, I can't necessarily turn to Brother John and Brother Ronnie to pull me out. But I'm glad I can call my Heavenly Father. Seems like he's always got enough time to see my problems. He's always got enough time. And I tell you, I'm thankful. He said his hand's not short and that it cannot reach down, nor is his ear heavy that it cannot save. I'm glad he's still willing tonight. I'm glad he reached down to the bottom of the bucket and he still scooped me out. I tell you, I was a young man when God saved me. No doubt he could have said, well, I'll find somebody more qualified. I like somebody told me, the first night I was going to preach, you know what he said to me? He said, well, just remember this. He said, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. Now, I found that to be a very true statement in my life. I stand before you somebody that's not good at speaking in front of folks. I stand before you in weakness and fear. And I tell you what I'm glad of. I'm glad I've still got a God who'll stand with you if you just do what he asks you to do. Now, if you want to turn with me to John in chapter number 6, we'll try to give you what God's laid on our heart. And I'm not sure how to give this to you this evening. I was sitting there and I was getting ready for church this morning. God really laid this on my heart, really showed me some things, and I tell you, it amazes me what God can show you from time to time. And I was reading this, and I don't know, maybe you've done seen this, but I tell you, God really blessed me with it. I was reading in John chapter 6. It's a pretty familiar scripture. We read about a big feast that took place, about 5,000 men that ate that day, and God began to show me some things that just a real good type of how God has done for us. So in John in chapter 6, we'll start reading here about verse number 1, try to give you what God's really laid on our heart this evening. John in chapter 6, verse 1 says, and after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. It said, and Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. It said, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him, and he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Said in this, he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. As I was reading this in John chapter 6, I never really saw how much this was a type of Christ over here in John 6, but he said he looked over there and he saw folks that were coming unto him. At least there were folks that were hungry, Brother Robert. And no doubt it's funny, we come in here and Brother Robert said, hey, these folks are hungry tonight. And I thought, you know, hey, everybody's looking for something in their life. And I tell you, if you don't have God, you'll always find yourself hungering for something else. Hey, he told him here, he said that when Jesus lifted up his eyes in verse 5, he saw a great company coming unto him. And he saith unto Philip, whence shall ye buy bread that these may eat? Hey, you know what he's told him over in the end of John chapter 6? He said, I am the bread of life. Hey, I'm thankful there was a day I got a hold of the bread of life. And it changed my direction, changed my desires. I'm glad I'm not who I used to be. I used to be a lot different, Brother Ronnie. I used to do a lot of different things. But I'm glad God's changed my life when I got a hold of the good bread of heaven. He said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. He said, but this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I'm glad one day I got a hold of the bread that'll never run dry. I got a hold of the fountain that'll never run out. I'm thankful. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give of is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I'm glad it's still a whosoever will salvation tonight. But I'm glad he told him, he said, where are we going to find bread that'll feed these folks? See, there's only one bread you can get a hold of tonight. Hey, he said, I asked him that question, but said Jesus knew himself what he would do. And you get down here and Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. He told him, he said, if we spent 200 penny worth of bread, he said, it still wouldn't be enough for all of them just to take home just a little bit. I'm glad when I got a hold of God, I didn't just get a little bit. Hey, there's that old song, he took that, put a little sunshine in. I still like to change it, and he put a lot of sunshine in. Hey, when God got a hold of me, he didn't just give me a little salvation.
revelation. He gave me every bit of it. He said, I've given unto every man the measure of faith. And if you're here and you're saved, you're as much qualified to stand and give a testimony as I am, or as Brother Robert is, or Brother Ronnie, or anybody else. You say, well, I can't sing. Well, guess what? When God saved you, hey, he saved you, he gave you a voice, and no doubt if you can make a joyful noise unto heaven, hey, God can use it for his glory and his honor. But I like what Philip told him. He said, hey, 200 penny worth just ain't enough. And he was right. Hey, you can't buy your way in tonight. You can't work your way in tonight. If you don't have the living bread, hey, you're never making in this world. He told him here, said one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, I like this. Verse 9, he said, but there is a lad here. Oh, I was sitting there thinking, you know, they were hungry for something, but no matter how much money they spent, it just wouldn't have been enough. But I'm glad he said, hey, I know it seems pretty bad. He said, but there's a little lad over here. I'm glad there was one day, Brother Robert, a lad came down from heaven. Hey, I'm glad there was a spotless Lamb of God that was born of a Virgin Mary. I tell you what, I'm glad tonight to know it. And I still believe in a virgin birth. I still believe there was a pure birth that took place one day. I tell you, I'm glad when I looked around at my life and I seen there was no help to be found. I'm glad there was somebody that showed up. He told him here, he said, there's a lad here, he said, which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. He said, but what are they among so many? The Bible tells me that he said he came into his own and his own received him not. I like this part. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to be called the sons of God. Hey, I'm glad to know tonight that there is a manna that came down from heaven. And I'm glad it was one day. He was a little lad, Brother Ronnie. I'm glad he grew up and lived a sinless life. Hey, and I'm glad you say, how can people not understand? Hey, I tell you, God done some things that nobody else could do. He walked on the water. Hey, old Peter walked a few steps, but he couldn't make it all the way. Hey, he walked on the water. He healed the blind. Hey, there was folks that were lepers that had he touched and healed that fellow that was blind. He spat in the clay and he made clay in his hands and rubbed it on him. Told him to go wash that day. Hey, I'm here to tell you one thing. God has done things nobody else can do, because he is the bread of heaven. And if you don't have him, I tell you, friends, you don't have anything. I'm a Ford man and I love Ford trucks. But you want to know what? One thing I found pretty quickly, that nothing lasts forever in this world. You can have Fords, you can have Chevys, but if you go down the interstates enough, just like I was talking about us to drive as a lot, hey, if you go down the interstate not very far, you know what you'll pass? You'll pass Fords and you'll pass Chevys that are broke down. You'll pass some Toyotas every now and then, not a whole lot of them. Those are pretty good ones. But I tell you, we find out in this world today that nothing lasts forever. But if you get a hold of a good dose of God, oh, it just seems like it gets sweeter every day. I tell you, I don't much like banana bread, but you know, my grandmother makes good banana bread, and I can eat her sometimes. She makes zucchini bread, and it seems like the longer that bread sits there, it just gets a little sweeter every time you eat it. I don't know what it is about it, but bread just left sitting in the container, it just gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. That's the way it is serving God. Hey, from the day I got saved till I'm 24 years old, I'll be 25 in June. Hey, you know what I find? I find every day of my journey gets a little better. Hey, things get rough down here. Hey, you're not exempt from problems when you get saved. You're not exempt from troubles. Hey, friends will let you down. Family will let you down. I mean, every day seems like it's something, but I do find this. I find consolation in Christ. I found him to be somebody I can go to. And I thank God for that. But he told me, said, there's a little lad here. Said, but what is he? What is that little bit of fish and that little bit of bread among so many? You know, I wrote down in my Bible right there, I wrote down, it's exactly enough. Oh, I tell you, I'm glad today. You tell you what God is today. He's more than enough. See, they begin to break that bread. He began to pray. He began to pass it around. And you know, as they got down there, about 5,000 men sat down. Doesn't say how many women and children were there. And as he went around, began to pass it out. I imagine about halfway, maybe about after they got to about 2,000 of them, they probably started looking around and said, how is this basket not empty yet? All he did was break it into pieces. How we not run out yet? And they went around that whole multitude of people. And you want to know what? That thing that little lad brought was efficient enough to feed every one of them. But you want to know what my Bible tells me? It says, and when they filled, it said, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. That's what I like right here. Therefore, they gathered them together, and they filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. It said, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. You know what I believe our calling is today? Is to go out and gather up the fragments. Hey, get the ones nobody else wants and bring them in, because the Bible says that none of them would be lost. I tell you, I believe God had come in this world to seek and to save that which was lost. lost. He said, I think now I've come to kill and destroy the law and the prophets. He said, I didn't come to destroy. I came to fulfill. I'm glad he fulfilled everything we need that world. But you know what I like? I still like old John 3:16. I still want my favorite scriptures. I believe anybody that's saved, anybody that's lost, this ought to be one of the sweetest scriptures there's ever been. Because had it not been for John 3:16, hey, we'd be in a bad shape. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How like this? He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hey, he made a way of escape knowing folks would still reject him, knowing folks would still say no. He sent his son anyway. See, I've been blessed to have a daughter. I thought that was one of the greatest miracles I've ever seen in my life. It was a scary process of her coming into the world, but after the emergency C-section was done and everything and stuff was starting to calm down, the baby was crying and happy and doing good. You know, I mean, it's just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. But you know what? I love every one of y'all pretty well. I know some of y'all better than others, but I'm just here to tell you from my own carnal nature, I don't believe I could give my daughter for any of y'all. I don't believe I could give her for Brother Ronnie or Brother Rob or anybody else, because that's one of the most precious things that's in my life. But you know, God took his only begotten son and he come to a stranger, come to somebody that had done him wrong. Hey, and you know what he done? He sent him for my sins and for your sins. You know what Isaiah 53 said? He was bruised for our iniquities. He was done. I'm going to read that over there. Actually, I'm going to go over there to Isaiah 53. He told him, he said, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But you know what verse 4 says? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Know what he says in verse 5? But he was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, you know why I like that old song? It wasn't nails that held him on the cross. It was that love. Hey, it was the love that he looked down and he saw us when he prayed in the garden. I tell you, I believe he was praying for me. I believe he said one day, hey, things are going to get rough and he's going to need this prayer. I'll tell you, I'm thankful he died for my sins. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. I'm glad to know today I'm healed because of the blood Jesus Christ died for my sins. Oh, you may have troubles, friend. You may have problems, but I'm glad for every problem you've got, we've got a God that's big enough. Hey, he's strong enough. He's got enough things paying that to take care of your problems. And I thank God tonight he's exactly what we need. I tell you, I like what Hebrews 10 said. It said, every priest standeth daily ministering the offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. He said, but this man. I'm glad just like that day, he said, there's a lad over here, and this lad might just have the key to exactly what we need. I tell you, there's a man named Jesus tonight. And no, you may not know him right now, or you may know him real well. Just remember tonight, friend, there's somebody over here that was able to take away your problems. Hey, you know why I can sleep and have peace at night? Because he died for my sins. See, I tell you, I have my struggles. I tell you, it's been a tough little bit trying to get everything figured out in my life. I hadn't lived on my own real long. I tell you, it's been a struggle. It's been a learning process. I've learned a lot about how to make things last. And I tell you, somebody told me the other day, they said that when you get out on your own, you learn real quick how fast that you spend $200 and how easy you can live a week on 17. And I found that to be a true statement. But I tell you, I've had my struggles and I have my problems. And I'm glad there's this man over here. I tell you, when I lay down at night, I can bow my head and I can pray, God help me. Give me peace. Let me sleep one more night. I tell you what, I'm glad we've got an advocate with the Father. He told him here, he said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, he said that for our sins forever sat down on the right hand of God. Said from henceforth, expect until his enemies be made his footstool. Said for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. I'm glad to know today he perfected me forever. I'm glad I'm sealed to the day of redemption. I tell you, you know what I find? I went down there to Hugo's when we were shopping. Just kind of things have been popping in my head this week. You know, when you go to Hugo's, most of y'all probably know pretty well, you got to watch the date pretty well. So you can get things that are sealed up down here, but you know what amazes me, bro? They still go bad. Even though they're sealed, there is a day when the date runs out. I'm glad there's not a day mine's going to run out. Yeah. I've got a lot better sealing than what they've got down here. Hey, God didn't have to sprinkle any preservatives on me to keep me forevermore. I'm glad all he had to do was take that old blood and just begin to apply it. Hey, they told him over there, that old Passover that we was reading about. Hey, they told him over there, said this old death angel's going to pass by tonight. Said, if you just take the blood, put it on the hyssop, wipe it on the doorpost and on the lintel. He said, when I see the blood, I will will pass over you. I tell you, one day when God comes to get his children, he won't pass over us no more. He'll say, you're coming with me. I tell you, to meet him up in the air. I tell you, one day I'm looking forward to that, Brother Ronnie. I tell you, I'm looking forward to meet him in the air. I tell you what it could be tonight. I hope and pray that you're ready to meet your Heavenly Father, because I tell you what, he's done more for you than anybody else ever could. I've got good friends. I've got good family. But there's just some things God can do nobody else can. You know what 1 John, Brother Robert's done hit on it. 1 John chapter number 4 verse 7 said, beloved, let us love one another. He said, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God, knoweth God. And he that loveth knoweth not God, for God is love. I tell you, I'm thankful there's still a whole lot of God's love to go around. I tell you, whenever they broke that bread, there was still plenty to go around. You say what it is that tonight, it's still plenty enough to go around. You're here and you're lost, there's still enough for you, just like there was for me. He told me, said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us. Said, because that God sent his own begotten Son into the world, we might live through him. I like verse 10. He said, here in his love, said, not that we love God. He said, but he loved us.
Yes,
that amazes me. It's not amazing that I would love God, Brother Robert. He's done a lot of things for me. But all the sins, all the bad things I've done to God, yet he still loved me anyway. It amazes me. He looked beyond my faults and he saw my need. I tell you, if people had done as much wrong to me as I'd done to God, I'd just throw them away a long time ago. I tell you, we're all carnal, we're all flesh. But I'm here to tell you what, God loves us and he cares for us today. He said, but that he loved us, guess what? And he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I'm glad we've got an advocate tonight. I'm glad we've got somebody that'll go in our stead. Said over here in verse number 19, he said, we love him because he first loved us. I tell you, the Bible says the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the world. Hey, God knew one day that somebody was going to need him. God knew there was men dying in need, just like that day when he saw that multitude coming forth. Hey, he knew they were hungry for something. Are you hungry tonight? I'm here to tell you what, I find myself many a times forgetting what God's really done. But I'm here to tell you, he's done some things nobody else could do. He's done some things nobody else will do. And I tell you, we've got to realize tonight, God cares for us even when nobody else does. As they come and get a verse of invitation tonight, I don't know what your need is. Maybe you're here and you're saved, and I hope and pray that every one of us can say we're saved. If you're here and you're not saved, you're here and you're not sure, I tell you, it's time we realize there's a man who died one day. He died for everybody in the world. Wasn't just for my three or four no more. Wasn't just for me and my wife. But I've got a little child over there, and I think about that. And I tell you, if God sees it fit to let her live a little while and get to that understanding of what God has done, I tell you, I'm thankful. He said his mercy endureth to all generations.
Yes,
hey, until this thing's wrapped up, I believe God's mercy is big enough to reach down and help her. And I tell you, as you stand on your feet this evening, I don't know what needs you've got. And I don't know what problems you've got in your life, but I do know this. God is big enough. Hey, not only that, but he's more than enough to take care of all your problems. And I tell you what, as they begin to play something this evening, if you've got a need tonight, I do ask you, come.